broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Christmas in December, well, well, well.
If, in fact, a bill is repealed.
Well, we took a look at what was on the DVD, and we're pretty surprised.
You can easily become overwhelmed. You think about a goal that sounds good to you.
This is unbelievable.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast in 2011 as it was in 2010. World famous Phil Hendry Show, where truth is our bitch. The only news talk and information show and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. A place where other talk shows cannot go. That is the place that we hold, not only in your hearts and in your minds, but in this rapidly confused industry that we're in. Anyway, welcome to our program tonight. It's maybe confusing for some guys, but we got it all figured out. You stick around with us. It's going to be fine. Tonight we have Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, and I don't know how much of Mr. Dooley we'll be hearing from. They're with the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and they're going to be talking about Christmas lights and the standard Homeowners Association rules as they apply. It might be interesting to know how long it is expected for some, especially people who have to adhere to those kinds of rules, for some people to keep, is it allowed for them to keep their Christmas lights up? And then in our next hour, Brass Villanueva is going to be joining us, right, bud? So he is here from Los Malos to talk about New Year's resolutions and the mass media's pushing of New Year's resolutions and how they are, in fact, racist when it comes to groups of people in this country that can't afford certain New Year's resolutions. Wait till you hear that one coming up in our next hour here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL is our number. And our affiliate spotlight tonight on Denver, KRCN 1060 AM. And we got some new affiliates going to roll out here for you. In Riverside, California, KMET 1490 AM. Fargo, North Dakota, WZFG 1110 AM. Right, Jace? In Duluth, Minnesota, 1110, in Fargo. In Duluth, Minnesota, WDSN, 710 AM. And in Saldanha, Alaska, KSRM, 920 AM. And also Bakersfield, California, 1180 AM on your dial. Out of sight. So that's a great, great list of some new affiliates. A bunch of them here in California, a brand new one there in Alaska. So we're all over the place. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Bringing on the line here, Bobby and, as I mentioned, Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Ms. Dooley, thank you for joining us. Is your husband with us tonight?
You know something, Phil? Steve is driving the car right now, so I think it's mostly...
All right, that's safe.
Yeah, and we are going through the Cajon Pass, and there is snow. I thought I'd let you know.
It's snowing out in the Cajon Pass tonight, huh?
It is, and it's nice. I hope people drive carefully.
Well, it's not a common thing to see snow in Southern California, is it?
No, it is not. But it's a very pleasant change of pace for us, and we're very, very grateful. And we're certainly grateful for the time that you're taking tonight to let everyone know about these homeowners association rules that are so very important and vital to all of our communities.
Well, the Homeowners Association, the Western Estates Homeowners Association, says that you must have your Christmas lights off by the end of the New Year's weekend. Do I have that right?
That's true, Phil. We are in the process of having that redrawn. But technically, and we've had some people take advantage a little bit of the technical language there, technically, you are to have your Christmas lights off. That is correct, so that there's no illumination of the lights
by the end of the New Year's weekend.
Yeah, that is correct, and that includes as well the blue and white lights that are generally used by Jewish people for Hanukkah. We did have some families that put up blue and white Hanukkah lights, and they were Christian families. They had a Christmas tree in the window, and we did inform them that they had 48 hours to have those lights changed, and they did comply. So, for the most part, still, we...
Now, you're telling me that people who have a Christmas tree must have Christmas lights.
That is correct, yes, because we don't... generally, we do have an awful lot of people involved in the media who come through and take photographs. We're very, very fortunate. We have gorgeous homes here that do appear in a lot of print ads and magazines, and we tell our homeowners to put their best foot forward when we are in the spotlight like that, and to put up Hanukkah lights because you feel you're going to get a few extra days of you know, having your lights on, I think is dishonest. And we told them that we knew that they weren't Jews, and to put up the Christmas lights, and they did comply. The problem that we're having, Phil, is that people are turning their lights off, but they're not taking them down. And that's a problem. That is not covered in our Homeowners Association manual.
Tell me about that.
Well, what people are doing now is that they are turning their lights on and then turning them off when they're supposed to at the end of the New Year's weekend, but they're not taking them down. More and more people are keeping the lights affixed to the house. And I know Steve, my husband's right.
Yeah, but they didn't have up.
So they're keeping the lights, sir, they're keeping the lights on the house, like on hooks?
Or they'll have them nailed up in some fashion so that they don't have to take the lights down. That violates what we think is the spirit, not necessarily the rule, but the spirit of our Homeowners Association rules. We told people we wanted the lights turned off, and what we meant was we want them off the house. I take it as a little bit of taunting, you know.
All right, well, okay, but the people have turned the lights off, so the lights, their Christmas lights are no longer on, but they have them affixed to the house, and I understand people do that because it's more convenient, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if it's more convenient or not, but it violates the spirit. I want the lights off of the house. This is why I mandated this. I think it's a little like they're taunting my authority. It's a bit disrespectful, I think.
I think it's disrespectful, Mr. Henry, my wife.
It's a little disrespectful to me as the Homeowners Association president to say, well, we turned our lights off, but we have them up on the house. Ha, ha, ha. So we find that to be, it bothers me. It really does.
Well, is this a personal thing?
No, in no way is it personal, but I am the Homeowners Association president. I mandated that lights get turned off, that is, Christmas lights and the Jewish lights get turned off at the end of the New Year's weekend, that those lights are still affixed to the house, is them saying to me, we don't really respect you, so we'll turn our lights off, but we're not taking them off the house. So we've had to do some creative things with our play dates. We've done some creative things with our pet sitting.
We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. Ms. Dooley, hold on. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. So what you guys are talking about, Christmas lights, Hanukkah lights must be turned off at the end of the New Year's weekend. But the lights are not coming off the houses, and you wanted to see that too.
Yes, we did.
But you didn't have that written into your Homeowners Association rules.
I don't know whether we do or not, but I don't think it should have been. I think it should have been understood that I want the lights not only turned off, but I want all evidence of the lights off the houses. And they are not.
And now, you mentioned something about getting creative. Are you going to force people to take the lights off the houses?
We're going to have to, Phil, because it's, as I said, it's a little shocking to be taunted this way or to be disrespected this way as a Homeowners Association president.
You understand, Mr. Chairman, my wife.
No, I understand she's the Homeowners Association president, and you feel they're taunting you, or are they just keeping the lights up so they can have them for next year?
I don't know. That's something we've got to get to the bottom of. But we do know that they've kept the lights affixed to the houses, and so our play dates, unfortunately, are extending. Our pet sitting is extending, and our door maintenance is now going to have to extend.
And what is that?
Well, these are a couple of ways that we can deal with the lights being on the houses. I don't want to do it. I really don't want it to escalate. I am simply saying to the homeowners, you know full well that that is an affront to me. I told you I wanted the lights off of the house.
Was this a law that you passed, or was it...
It's done, Phil, in agreement with the Homeowners Association, but I told them this is the rule, and I wanted it passed, and...
Well, do they rubber stamp this stuff, or...
I don't know if you'd call it rubber stamp. I think when something is of grave concern to me, I think they see that, and I think they get it passed. But we're going to have to do some extended play dates.
All right, now, 877-876-PHIL, what is an extended play date? And this is...
This is a way to deal with the lights still up in the houses, yeah.
What is that?
The extended play date is when we invite, if there is a person who's kept their lights up, we invite one of their children over to have a play date with one of our sons, one of our three sons, and we give them dinner, and they have the video games, and they can watch a lot of the television that they want to watch, and we tell the homeowner that we are going to keep an eye on their child, whether it's a boy or girl, while they get those lights down. So
what are you doing? Are you holding the kid hostage?
No, we're not holding. No, we're simply saying that the play date will extend while they get the lights down.
What is the pet sitting?
Well, the same thing goes with the pets. If they don't have their lights down, we will ask them for their dog or their cat, whatever the case may be, and that animal will remain with us. If they're elderly and they cannot get the lights down quick enough, we do maintenance on their doors and on their back doors so they can't leave the house. Phil, believe me when I tell you, we don't want to do any of this.
No, we don't want to, Mr. Henry, but I do respect and everything.
But as the Homeowners Association president, I asked them to get the lights off their houses.
Ms. Dooley, you didn't say that the lights had to be down. You just wanted them off.
Well, the understanding is Christmas lights and the Jewish lights come down.
I understand that. But if they don't come down, they are simply turned off. And you're holding their kids for play dates. You're holding their pets. Can people not say that you're kidnapping or you're otherwise, or you're keeping the elderly people in their houses?
No, that is...
Don't be dramatic, Mr. Henry.
That's very dramatic. That has nothing to do with it. We're simply saying to them, if your children are a reason why you are not getting those lights taken down, if your dog or your cat, well, here, we'll take them. If you're so old that you can't get out of the house to get the lights down, then why don't we do some maintenance on your doors, on your windows, and let's just see how quickly you can get outside when you're not sure if those doors are going to be open or not. So I know it's very, very challenging.
Well, it sounds threatening.
No, not at all.
Not at all, Mr. Henry.
It sounds threatening to me that you're holding onto a kid or you're holding onto pets. Or you are not letting an elderly person out of their house to get the lights down.
We're saying, get the lights down. That's all we're asking. And the extended play dates, well, I don't think you understand.
Yeah.
I think I do understand. We're going to take a break. I think I do understand, Ms. Dooley. You're holding on to the children and the pets, and you're keeping the elderly in the home until their lights come down.
Yes, but that is not kidnapping. That is not kidnapping.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us. It is the end of the Christmas season 2010, and the Christmas lights at Western Estates have to be turned off. But they also need to come off of the houses, and that hasn't happened. And Ms. Dooley says that as the Homeowners Association president, it is a challenge to her authority. They're doing extended play dates. They're doing extended pet sitting. They're keeping the elderly in their homes until these lights come down. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Go left here. I want tampons.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. And with me is Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association as we talk about Christmas lights. Ms. Dooley, your Homeowners Association, CCNR, says that Christmas lights have to be turned off by the end of the first, by the end of the New Year's weekend.
So we're looking it over, and we think it's very ambiguous. We think that, yes, they have to be turned off.
But we also, you want them off the houses, and they're not off the houses. That's not necessarily spelled out. But you are doing something with these extended play dates that sounds like a little bit of kidnapping. That was the only reason why I mentioned that.
I wish you wouldn't use that word, Phil.
Wait a minute, don't kid. We got a little boy over there now.
We have Christopher Blue with us. We know the family. Chris is with us. He's doing a sleepover tonight with Seth. He's 11 years old, about the same age as Seth. Chris is enjoying himself. He's watching. We let the kids watch this ridiculous show on HBO called Hung. We let them, have the Eskimo pies and so forth. The kids are having a ball, Phil. And
Hung, the show on HBO? That's a very adult show.
It's very silly.
It's not a male prostitute. It's really...
It's a very silly program. There's no nudity. The point that I'm making is that the children are enjoying themselves. I would like you to ask young Chris if he feels he's been kidnapped. Now, we have asked his grandmother to get the lights off of her house. She has claimed that she is disabled, and yet she has a boyfriend that looks to be about 30 years younger than her. It's none of my business, but I think it's a reasonable thing to assume that a woman with a boyfriend 30 years younger does not have problems moving herself.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to be crude.
No, not at all. But this is an elderly woman that can't get the lights off of her house, and you need to have the lights off of the house to the point where you're going to you say it's not kidnapping, but you're holding a dog, you're holding a cat, you're holding a child.
We are not. I told you, the boy is here.
Yeah, the boy is watching Hung.
They're watching this silly show called Hung.
Well, I don't want to comment on that, but I'm simply saying that this is all because of these Christmas lights not being pulled off the house. And you said, Ms. Dooley, because you feel your authority is being challenged. 877-876-PHIL. Andrea in Maui, Hawaii. Andrea, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yes. One more comment. This lady's got way too much time on her hands. She's not just doing things legally and documenting everything for her association to be legal and binding. But she's now saying that they're like basically turning on her, and that's why they're leaving the lights up. Sometimes someone's ill and can't get them down, I have one thing to say, and I'm not prejudiced. She's Jewish. No one's telling her to run her Jewish holiday. I'm not Jewish. I would see my Christmas lights up a week after Christmas.
I am not Jewish.
I have a friend right now that her son's moving back from the mainland. She's keeping her lights and Christmas going probably for a month.
But this woman,
she's celebrating
I'm not a Jew.
Her son that she hasn't seen for years.
I am not a Jew. Did you hear me?
Is the lady there, Andrea?
You have a right to.
Can this caller hear us? First of all, I want to ask I got to ask the call screener and everybody back in Medford. Are these callers hearing us? Because this woman can't hear us. Okay, Andrea, you there?
Yes.
Okay, you didn't hear Bobby. What was your?
Well, first of all, I'm not Jewish, so I don't know what she's talking about there. Secondly, I am the Homeowners Association president. I made a ruling, and now they've decided they want to keep their lights up regardless. Wouldn't you take that as an affront to your authority?
Okay,
obviously,
if you're the president and there's an association,
are you smoking?
An association takes a vote on everything.
Mm-hmm. No, yes, they did. And they said that the lights need to come down. Now, if you are Jewish and you have blue and white lights, that's fine. If you're Christian and you have blue and white lights and you're trying to squeeze a few more days out of me, ain't going to happen.
Yeah, ain't going to happen.
Ain't going to happen.
Did you send out a memo saying what date you wanted the lights off by?
Yes, we did. We said we wanted them turned off.
But they're still affixed to the house.
Yeah.
You said
and
turned off. You didn't say taken down.
But that's what I meant. That's what I meant, okay?
Then you need to do another memo.
No. what we have done is instead an extended play date, whereby the boy stays here. See what I'm saying? See, I think you kind of came late to this, didn't you? You don't really know what's going on. The boy stays here with me, and only then will the message be served that the lights must come down. You understand? I think she came late to the game. I'm Bobby Dooley.
877-877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Phil Hendry. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL and Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us. The Western Estates Homeowners Association mandates that the lights be turned off, Christmas lights be turned off by the end of the New Year's weekend.
Well, you know, you're making a very big issue out of that, Phil.
But you didn't say take the lights down.
I didn't say take the lights down. When I mandated this, and again, the young lady that called said that the Homeowners Association has to vote on it. Yes, they do. Technically, they do. But when I mandate something that is important to me, because I don't want it seen, Phil, that we are favoring Christians over Jews or Jews over Christians. The Jews kept their blue and white lights up. That was a problem. So I said, and a lot of Christians were going with the blue and the white to fool me into thinking they were Jews, but then I saw the Christmas tree.
Yeah, that's what they were doing.
All right, so what has this got to do with what? This has to do with people keeping their lights up too long.
Yes, it has to do with them keeping their lights up too long. So,
but I mean, initially this had to do with Jewish people's blue and white lights?
It had to do with the fact that we allowed the Jewish people the blue and white lights. We allowed those lights to stay up longer because we felt, in light of the Holocaust, that there was something, some reparation, that Christians were due Jews. So we allowed them...
The Holocaust, okay.
Henry, this is very important.
Please don't make light of this, Mr.
I'm not making light of this. I didn't know that the Holocaust came into this. So as a way of reparation, you let the Jewish people keep the blue and white lights.
Yeah, and there were some Christians that were abusing that by putting those lights up themselves. We found out they were Christians. We had to enter the home and look at the tree, and it was a Christian tree. What we're saying now is, yes, we want the lights turned off. You know good and well we meant we want them off of the house. Now, Terry Ballew, whose young son is at our house tonight, says she's disabled. Really? Well, her boyfriend is 32 years old.
Okay.
I really don't want to get into it.
Yeah, I don't want to get any further than that.
She's got a 32-year-old boyfriend.
She's got a 32-year-old boyfriend, which means she's not disabled.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think you get it moving that way.
So we asked her, do you want to have us work on the front door and the back door? And she knows what that means. She knows it means she will not be able to get out of that house. And we don't want to do that.
All right, so you have her grandson, she's not going to be able to get out of the house, and you think she's lying about being disabled because she's got a 32-year-old boyfriend.
We know it. Phil, there are some things that a woman knows. I know there are women listening right now. They know what I'm talking about. But the bigger problem, Phil, is my authority as a homeowner association president has been seriously compromised. We've done everything in our power to let people know that I am the president of the Homeowners Association. What do they think they're doing? I don't know. Are they aware of what it is they're doing? I don't know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, here on the Phil Hendry Show.
We're very concerned.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. Rodney in San Antonio. Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
All righty. I think that this has gone on long enough with this person being president. is a little nosy, if you ask me. I mean, one, she doesn't pay their bills. You don't pay their mortgages. And
well, they are members of our homeowners association, so that's really neither here nor there.
Your homeowners association is theirs, because it sounds like you have to do what you say or hit the highway. I mean, whose house is really?
How else do you run an organization? How else do you run an organization? Someone has to have the, the final say.
Yeah, but do you run it like you're... You said that you rubber stamp it?
I never said rubber stamp.
Well, but did you say that the homeowners vote on this stuff?
Yes, they do.
Then if they vote on it...
What do you mean that you're kidding me? What does that mean? Of course they do.
Well, then if they vote on it, Bobby, then what do you mean you kept on saying it's what you want.
It was something that I wanted, and I told them that I want this. I didn't use the word rubber stamp. I said as a courtesy protocol. Let's get this in to the language, because there's a woman who claims to be disabled. I know that boyfriend she's... Excuse me?
That sounds very personal. I mean, it sounds like...
I don't... I've listened to you. I've listened to you. I really don't...
Who does it? How they should run their house?
She's got a 32-year-old boyfriend. Hello?
No, that's none of your
business. That's none of your business. Yeah. You're saying that means she's not disabled?
How do you get a 32-year-old boyfriend?
I can't hear what your husband's saying.
How is it you can have a 32-year-old boyfriend and claim you can't move from the waist down? Give me a break.
Well, again, it's very personal. Now, as far as the home goes, are her lights up?
Yes, they're up, and we have her grandson with us. Now, the lights need to come down.
She's disabled. Have you asked your husband or your sons to go over and take those lights down or do her the the courtesy of helping her take them down?
I would be very happy to do that, Phil. Were she really disabled? But as long as I keep seeing that kid, his name's Pete, and he drives a pickup truck. I see that pickup pull up every night at 11 o'clock. No one's going to offer to help her take the lights down.
This sounds so impersonal.
She can get Pete.
Whatever happened to being good neighbors?
Who is this man? Excuse me, sir, but these are multi-million-dollar homes.
All right, anyway, Rodney, thank you very much. I thought Rodney's questions were very good. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Garrett in Chico, California. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Garrett, go ahead, please. I don't understand what's impersonal about it. Or...
No.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to figure out where in the Homeowners Association you voted to where it was legal to take somebody's kid hostage.
No, we have not.
That's exactly what I'm wondering.
No. We have not taken anyone's child hostage. He is having an extended play date.
I mean, it doesn't matter what you call it. If you're holding somebody against their will or the will of their guardian, you are, in fact, kidnapping.
Well, he is not being held. If you talk to him right now, the kids are having a ball.
That's great. I mean, I could go and rip somebody off and bring them to the movies and stuff, but it's still kidnapping.
The children love being with us. How's that kidnapping?
You voted on turning off the light, and the lady won't turn off the light, so is there no other action within your organization to take care of the problem?
Well, she turned them off, but she still has them up. In other words, there's still a fix to the house.
Well, that's the whole problem here. You want the lights turned off, but there's nothing in your code that says...
Mr. Henry, we've been around and around with this. It is my wish... that the lights come off the house. Is it in the language? No. Is it my desire? Yes. Are they...
Well, then you need to take it back to a vote. And change the language.
I don't understand. Why does it have to go back to a vote?
Well, the language says that the lights have to be turned off, and they turn them off, then they are following your rules. If you want the rule to read, take it down from the house, then you need to change the rule to take it down from the house.
No, you don't. I have made my decision. I've made my decision. There's no need for a vote. I've made my decision.
What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I made the decision.
Association Sorry, go ahead.
My wife's already made the decision. All I do is you change it.
We couldn't hear Mr. Dooley.
I've made my decision. What I'm saying to the gentleman, his name is his name Garrett? Is that correct? Garrett?
That's correct.
Is that
yes.
your name? Garrett, I've made yes. my decision. I mimeographed it and emailed it. Everyone in the community knows what I want. I made it very clear. The boy is now in our home. I think it should be very evident to Terry and also to Babe and Kitty Gillette, who are also very elderly, that they either get the lights off of their house, and Babe and Kitty Gillette are Jewish, so we usually let them keep the lights up longer. Nonetheless, the lights need to come down, because I feel, and I think Garrett, you could relate to this, I think it's disrespectful to me. I think what they're doing is they're purposefully taunting me. I think they're saying, ha-ha, you know.
I mean, that's fine and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, that mm-hmm. stinks, but isn't a homeowners mm-hmm. association run kind of like a democracy?
Mm-hmm.
You vote on it, and then there's somebody who has the final say.
You got a demography, sir?
What do you mean by a demography?
Democracy.
Oh,
right, as in everybody mm-hmm. votes, and then one person upholds that law kind of situation. It seems to me that you're trying to...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe give yourself some sort of executive order power or something.
Well, what I'm saying is this. In a time, I think what you're saying is absolutely correct. I think you also know that at a time when there is a crisis, I think we saw it most recently with the floods and the hurricane, then the president has dictatorial power.
That's correct, yeah.
And that's what we're saying. We're saying that we had a problem. We've got Jewish and Christian people with lights up, and the Christians are pretending they're Jews, and the Jews are abusing the privilege, and we had a crisis. So I had to assume...
Yeah, the dictatorial...
Dictatorial powers.
I guess I still don't understand what gave you the right to get your extended play date.
No.
The extended play date is simply he's over here.
No, I think the gentleman is asking some good questions, and you're dancing around the answer, Ms. Dooley. That little boy is at your house.
I am not dancing around anything.
All this stuff about the Christians and the Jews, and the Jewish people get to keep their blue and white lights up because it's reparations for the Holocaust, is beside the point. Why are you not allowing people to leave the houses, the lights on the houses, when it's not in your homeowners association rule book? And this little boy, this man made a good point. If the guardian wants the kid home...
We have not yet gotten official word that they want him home. He's here. They do know that we have him, and they do know that we want the lights down. But we haven't... No one has said to us, send my son home.
Have they asked where the boy is?
Yes.
Okay, did they say we would like to have our son back?
No, Mr. Ryan, no, they did not.
No, they did not.
What did they say?
They asked for him to call.
And has he called?
You know, you're very nosy. That's none of your business.
All right, thank you very much, Garrett. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Here's a homeowners association that is has a rule saying you got to turn the Christmas lights and the Hanukkah lights off by the end of the New Year's weekend. And now she's saying, oh, I also want them off the house. Well, that's not in the rule book. So they're going around and they're basically kidnapping kids, kidnapping pets, and locking the old people, the elderly people, into their houses by, quote unquote, doing maintenance on their front and their back doors. 877-876-PHIL, Bobby Dooley just said here in a message, Hanukkah started December the 1st. People had their Jew lights up for way longer than they should. I had to act. Wow. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
What did you call them, Jew lights?
That has nothing to do with it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. homeowners associations and Christmas lights and all of the things. When you live in a gated community or any community that has a homeowners association, there are certain rules and regulations concerning the appearance of your home. The lights at your community should be turned off by the New Year's weekend, Ms. Dooley, but you want the lights off the houses even though it's not in your rule book.
You know something, Mr. Henry?
Well, it's not.
We don't have a rule book. They're called CC&Rs. I told you that the Jew lights...
And they're not. They're called Hanukkah lights, ma'am.
All right. The Hanukkah lights were allowed to stay up longer so as payback for the Holocaust. So the Christians, who it's perceived caused the Holocaust, don't get to have their lights up. All right.
Well, that's a hell of a stretch, I got to tell you.
Anyway, excuse me, I'm not finished. We asked for the lights to be turned off, but they did not come off the houses. So a lot of the Christians, as well as the Jews, were attempting to skirt the rules and, show a lot of disrespect to me. And after everything that I've done for this community, I hand-planted the palm trees that are at our security gate. I put in many of the rose bushes that line the archway and the entryway.
My life's been a lot throughout the community.
I have done so much. And for people to say that I am kidnapping a boy, you ask that woman who is 62 and, quote, disabled, end quote, when she gets up from her five-time-a-night session with her boyfriend...
You know, again, that man made a very good point. That's very personal, and I don't want to have to talk about that, okay?
And you know something? I have to say, Muslims cause a lot of the problems in this country, but God bless them. There's not a single Muslim light up, okay? And I appreciate that. And I'd like to say one other thing. Brett Favre sends a text of his penis, and you are speaking to me this way, and my husband...
The Brett Favre story has nothing to do with this, ma'am.
I think it does.
We both think it does.
877-876-PHIL. We'll go to a phone call here in Palm Springs. Pam, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Hello. I think
Hello.
That the situation sounds like this is more than this mm-hmm. lady can handle. And maybe mm-hmm. you should resign because, you know, you can be a dictator mm-hmm. when people pay money mm-hmm. to be a member. And mm-hmm. you don't like them having different things on, but there are people called Messianic Jews that believe in Jesus. And they will have
yes.
a Christmas tree. But the point is that it's not that
we're
spending a lot of time
we don't
as a Christian
that.
Term. You know,
we don't
you
recognize
know,
that in
lifestyle,
our...
But it's really a business. And, you know...
Well, ma'am, there's a difference between looking in someone's bedroom window... I'm not looking in their bedroom window to see them... I'm not watching... Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should go see
could
a doctor.
Would you please
handle? You know?
Could you use your phone properly? Could you
know,
use your phone
so much
because you're doing this.
And Christians, it doesn't make sense. And a life
can't
make it matter if they're on the building. It shouldn't make any matter. Because
could you please,
the building, it doesn't
put your lower teeth in
the value.
That's
not a million-dollar home.
Yeah. Could you put your lower bridge in, please? Because I cannot. I'm not kidding.
You planted all the trees and took the time to decorate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a wonderful thing. And it's not
mm-hmm.
you're caring about too much, but maybe you're caring too much, you know? And it sounds like
no.
it's going to impact
it's
your
simply
life.
This. Do you live in a gated community? You live in Palm Springs, so I imagine. Do you live in a golf villa?
And they have expensive homes, but what I'm trying to say,
mm-hmm.
you know, if a woman
mm-hmm.
has a young boy, then
you
that's good for her. And if he doesn't
you
want to help
her,
then maybe
she's
he doesn't.
A whore?
You know?
Well, I could say you have a lot of disabled. I'm sure you have a lot of disabled in your... A direction?
Yeah, maybe we should vote for a new president because it seems like you can't handle it. I'm not being rude,
oh,
but...
No. I'm handling it fine.
Personal.
A lot of these Jews keep their lights up as a way of getting back at us. You know that, right? Secondly,
what is that supposed to mean?
We don't allow Messianic Jews.
We're not talking about the Jews and Christians like that. It's not necessary. You're talking about
Christians
on a building. It has nothing to do with someone's Christian.
Ma'am, this, you sound like you said to me you wiped out of the building.
Why is it offensive to you?
Well, first of all, we don't allow, we don't allow Messianic Jews in our community. Secondly,
it's not
well,
they,
well, it's a cult. It's a cult.
Is, what, it's not a cult.
It's a cult. You said it's a cult.
What?
It's very, it's cult-like.
They believe in Jesus. That's what they do. They're Jews.
But, they're not Jews.
Understand something. You're being rude.
Well, I don't think you, I don't, you're not a Jew anymore then. You are a, although you do know that Hitler would still...
Wait. Hold on. How did we get into arguing about this?
Well, Messianic Jews are not Jews. They're Christians with thick noses. I don't understand.
What kind of racist anti-Semitic crap is that you just said, Ms. Dooley? You're saying that they're Christians with big noses. You know.
Let me tell you something. Jesus was
sure.
He had a mezuzah.
The Bible's written for Jews. Don't you know that?
Do you understand that if Hitler today came back with a cadre of SS, he wouldn't care if you were a Christian. You'd go right into the boxcar.
Okay, you know something? That's got nothing to do with... Thank you very much, Pam. Very good phone call. It's got nothing to do with anything, Ms. Dooley. I'm shocked, okay?
What? Messianic Jews? No. We let them keep their lights up.
No, I know that you let them keep their lights up. The fact that you let them keep their lights... Phil Hendry.
You don't get it.